Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Tes Vav, mitzvah 415. The second mitzvah in Sefer Dvarim, the second mitzvah in Parshas Dvarim. Keep in mind, as we said, there are 200 mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim, exactly. 200 mitzvahs, two in Sefer in Parshas Dvarim. Today we do the second one, both Lo Sa'aseh. Says the Torah in the same pasuk that we mentioned yesterday, in the 17th pasuk here in Sefer Dvarim, Lo Sakiru Panim Bamishpat, do not show favoritism in judgment. So yesterday's mitzvah was a deeper interpretation of that pasuk, not only not to show favoritism when you're a judge, but not to show favoritism when you are appointing a judge. Kakaton Kagadol Tishma'un, you should hear everybody's case equally. And now we're up to Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. Do not fear any man. Ki Amishpat Lelo Kimhu. Because judgment is for God. What does that mean? Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. Don't fear anybody. How are we supposed to understand that phrase? That is today's mitzvah. Says Rashi, Lo Sira'u. Don't fear. Dover Acher, or Lo Saguru is a lashon of fear, but what is Gur? Rashi quotes the Gemara, Lo Sachnis Dvarecha, do not gather in your words, because you are fearful. Agur, or Oger, is to gather. So that's why don't gather in your words, because you are fearful. Today's mitzvah is the Isser of a Dayan, of being scared, in order, and because he's scared, he will give an incorrect psak, based on the fact that there is one of the parties that is considered an Adam Ra. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimna Hadayan, Dayan is commanded. Mi liro meish mi ladun den emes. He's not allowed to pervert the justice system just because he's scared of the person, that the person might hurt him, or even worse, as we'll see. V'yafilahu ish mazik az panim aveh hamawach. Even if the man who he is judging is a person who is a mazik, he's thick of in the brain, literally aveh hamawach. Eliyach toches adin. No, you have to give the psak. V'lo yasim libo chlava ma yishikra alav meyhezek mishvoldino. And you can't focus on what might happen to you after you give the case. V'yalzah ne'amar lo saguru mipnei yish. That's the lashon. And then he quotes the Sifri, and let's see if we take the Sifri literally. Says the Sifri, Shema Tomar, Yorei Ani Meish Ploni. I'm scared of so-and-so. Shema Yahargeni. Maybe he's going to kill me. O Yarog Echon Mibnei Beisi. Or he's going to kill one of my family members. Shema Yalvagas Kedishi. Maybe he's going to burn down my field. O Shema Yixos Esnitiosai. He's going to destroy my crops. Doesn't matter. Tamalomor Lasagru Mipneish. Right? You're not allowed to fear. Not allowed to fear. You have to paskin anyway. This is quoting from the Rambam, and just in case we missed it, the Rambam repeats it again in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, you know what? Let's continue reading the Chinuch first, and then we'll do the Rambam. Shorash mitzvah zu aseichel meyed alav. The shorash of this mitzvah, the seichel is meyed, and we'll quote soon a story from the Yagdil Torah relating to this shorash. But first, let's do the Dini HaMitzvah. Dini HaMitzvah, Masha Omru, Zecharnum, Lavracha, Shnaim, Shebo, Lefanecha, Ladin. Echa Rach, Lecha Kasha. You're a judge. Two people come in front of you to din. Ad Shelo Tishma Es Divrayhem. When they first come to you, one kid refused to take the case. That's mutter. If I'm scared of one of the parties, I'm allowed to say, I can't take the case. Oh, afilu mishatishmas devrayhem. V'iata yodeh leichen adinote. Or even after you heard opening arguments, and then you realize this guy is a scary guy, you're allowed to recluse yourself. Atarashay lo marlem einin niskach lachem. Shemi yischayev and imsarodev acharadayim lahargo. You could say, you know, I'm worried the guy's going to chase after me, and I better not be here. Aval mishatishmas devrayhem. But once you accepted the case, and you hear their words, and you know which way the din is going, at that point, it's too late. At that point, that's today's Aveira. Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Don't be scared of anybody. Or a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. If a Talmud is there and he sees the judge making a mistake, he also has to say something. Again, don't be scared of your Rebbe if your Rebbe is making a mistake. And this is quoted in the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin tells us, Avali quotes that if they didn't make a decision yet, he didn't decide to take the case yet, that he's allowed to leave. Aval mishatishma ash devrayhem, v'teida lehechan adinote, iyat harashay lomar, eni nizkak lachem. But once you know which way you're going to paskin, you can't leave. Shenemar lo sagur b'bnei yish. And then he says again, quoting the Medrash, shalo tomar, ish ploni rasha hu, shema yarog es banai. This guy's a rasha, he's going to kill my son, he's going to kill me. You're not allowed to recluse yourself. You have to paskin. You have to paskin pashtus, even if you're scared of your life. The big shayla on this is this one of the big three? Is this one of the harival yavars? We know there are three. They have to do it, or else only three that you have to give your life for. All of a sudden, we have another mitzvah today. Sounds like you're harival yavar. Sounds like it's an avera, and you're not allowed to violate, even if your life's in danger, even if a guy says, I'm going to kill you. Should we be taking this literally? Sounds that way from the Medrash, and the Rambam quotes this halacha l'maisa. The Bach, in his commentary in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Yud Beis, says it can't be true. Can't be true. There's only three. There's no four. There's only three, says the Bach. Umashma, that you have to give your life. He says it's impossible. It's impossible. You have to re-understand somehow, says the Bach, this case. It can't be a real danger to life. That's what the Bach says. Herachti bazeh, kinirali pierce rashi ikr, vehechadika sakana, yachol is talik, afla achashi yodea lechad denote. How did you read the Medrash? It's very difficult. But the Bach is so convinced that it can't be that he has to re-understand it. The Eno Nedrash, Dolav lo saguru, Eno elish lo lahachnis verecha, befnei mal mariva, ava bachshah sakana stafashis, vehezek mamo, and even if great damage, lo ayrikra. That is the Bach. But the Pashas and the Achronim say, the Tumim says, if you understand, Ibishit says that it's Kipshuto. The Rambam reads it Kipshuto. So the question is, two questions. Number one, how could it be? And number two, why isn't it on the list of the big three? Two things. Number one, how, within this one, what's the svara to say that you have to give your life for this? And number two, why isn't it on the list of the big three? So one answer I once heard, why it might not be on the list of the big three, it's similar to give a mashal of the mincha, a different minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says in mitzvah taf chav hei, the mitzvah there is the mitzvah of milchama, a fighting of milchamas mitzvah, later on in Dvarim, taf chav hei. There, the minchas chinuch notes, and the chinuch says, well, first the chinuch says, but overall, zeo baldi adobi achol argo beblishi sakin bedavar, velo hargo bitel azeze. The chinuch says, later on in mitzvah taf chav hei, if somebody can, right here, in the mitzvah of Shiva Amamin, right, a couple of mitzvahs from now, says the Sefer HaChinuch all the way at the end of Taf Chaf Hei. V'overal zeh, u'bali adarachaneyam, if you have a Canaanite that comes in front of you, this mitzvah cannot be fulfilled today, because we don't know who the nations are. Sancherib mixed up all the nations. But if you have a Canaanite in front of you, and you don't kill them, mi belishi yistakin badavar, and you don't have sakana to your life, you're mevatel the mitzvah. What does that sound like? That if you did have sakana to your life, then you don't have to do it. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, what are you talking about? War, by definition, is dangerous. That's it. What, there's a p'tur of pikuach nefesh by melchama? Oh, it's dangerous, I'm putter for the mitzvah? No. Inherently in the mitzvah is pikuach nefesh, but that's melchama. Says the Minchas Chinuch there. The Torah says, fight a war. And kill these people. And if we have to do that, ubederech ha'olam, usually it's either the guy's got to be killed or he's got to kill. So the Minchas Chinuch says this one is not on the list because inherently milchama is sakana safashis, but that's the mitzvah. So it could be that this mitzvah as well, inherently you have to give the din. You have to paskin. It doesn't matter, you know, that many times people are going to be upset at you. That's just part of this law. It could be sometimes that they're going to be very upset at you. So maybe that's why it's not on the list. Not an exact parallel, but that's an idea. But then the question is, why should it be on the list? The big three, we understand, are on the list. Right? We mentioned in the past the beautiful Maharal in Pirkei Avos, where he says these big three averus are parallel and the opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And that is why, if one violates any of these, then I'm undermining a pillar of the world. Memela, I'm destroying the world. So then, I have to give my life, because I can't do that. Right? That's the Avodah Zarah is Avodah, and Ritzicha is Gemilas Chasadim. And the Maharal says, Torah is Gili Arayis, because Torah is the most sublime activity that one can be involved in this world, and Gili Arayis is the most mundane, Gashmi activity that one can be involved in. Those are the big three. So what about this one? Why is this one on the list? Why would I think that one has to give their life for this? So there's a beautiful thought I heard I'm not sure if who I heard this from originally, but there are a number of Makaras that could connect to it. And there is a Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, where there were a number of non-Jewish generals, maybe they were Roman, that came to the Jews and said, teach us Torah. Teach us Torah. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. It says Romi, I'm sorry. Shocham Achaz Romi. Rome sent two officers to teach Torah, and they learned the whole Torah. So Pshas Bati Rasam, when they were about to leave, they said to the Jews and said, we understand everything. Your whole Torah is amazing, except for one halacha we don't understand. It's amazing. One halacha. Oh, many Jews don't understand a lot of halachas. But these non-Jewish Roman generals only had a problem with one halacha. Which halacha? Shor Sheh Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Kanani, an ox owned by a Jew that gores an ox owned by a non-Jew, Pater. An ox owned by a non-Jew gores an ox owned by a Jew, Chayim Nezek Shaleh. Okay, sounds pretty racist on the surface. Right? That's what it sounds like. Chas v'shalom. That's what it sounds like to them. It's not. Right? There are different rules based on psukim. But that's what it sounds like to them. And they said, we don't understand what's going on here. Ask Tosfos a simple question. Two questions. Number one, actually Tosfos asked the first one, and then we go further. Tosfos says, how did they teach them Torah in the first place? You're not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah. So what does Tosfos answer? Pikuach nefesh. They didn't have a choice. Pikuach nefesh, they had to teach them Torah. So then says the Maharshal, a famous Yom Shel Shlomo, top five Yamshel Shlomos, right? Yamshel Shlomo there, Baba Kama, says, if it was Pikuach Nefesh to teach them Torah, so why'd they teach them this halacha? Isn't this halacha kind of laying out that they might kill them? This is what you Jews believe? Right, so how could they, why didn't they just lie? Why didn't they just make it up? Why didn't they just leave out this halacha? Why didn't they make it up? Say, it was also Pikuach Nefesh. So here's the Yamshel Shlomo, and if you have to know if you take it literally, but this is an unbelievable yesod that many quote after. The Yamshel Shlomo says, to misrepresent Torah is Yehari Val Yavar. Ziyuf HaTorah. To not present Torah at all, okay. But to misrepresent Torah, to say this is the halacha when this is not the halacha, so he says, that is something that is not allowed. That's what he says. Shouldn't they have to be worried? That's the famous shita of the Yamshel Shlomo. Ziyuf HaTorah, misrepresenting Torah, is Yehareg Val Yavar. Saying the Torah says this when the Torah doesn't say this, Yehareg Val Yavar. You're allowed to lie about what I said for Mishana B'nei HaShalom, but to lie what the Torah says about something, that is Yehareg Val Yavar. This does not mean, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, this does not mean that somebody who's just becoming religious, you don't have to tell them every detail of all the 613 mitzvahs that they're not ready for. That's not called the Ziyuf HaTorah to teach them little by little. You have to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, Tashrus, Rosh Bracha from day one. No, that's also a Ziyuf HaTorah, because they're not ready to hear it. But little by little. But eventually, once somebody is ready for the whole Torah, then it cannot be misrepresented. So that's what the Yamshel Shlomo says in Baba Kama. And this also might be the explanation of the famous Gemara in Maseches Gittin of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, where at the end of the story, Bar Kamsa brings the animal and puts a mum in it, and the Chachamim don't know what to do. And the Gemara in Gittin, one of the few Gemaras we can learn on Tisha B'Av. And what does the Gemara say? They didn't know what to do. Should we be makriv the animal, even though it has a mum? So Zechariah ben Avkulis stands up and says, no, we can't do that, because then people are going to think that a bal mum can be hukrav on the Mizbeach. Okay, let's kill Bar Kamsa, right? Because he's being a rodef for all the other Jews. So they said, no, people are going to say, Zechariah ben Avkulis says, people are going to say that if you bring a bal mum to the Mizbeach, you're chayim misa. So what are we going to do? So they wore a makrivit, and he went back, and that led to the Chorban. So it's very mysterious in the Gemara whether Zechariah ben Avkulis did the right thing or not. If you look at the Mesulas Yesharim, we've discussed this in the past, he is not a fan. He assumes Zechariah ben Avkulis made a big mistake. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, and he was doing a terrible avera. This is one of the examples he gives in Mishkal HaChasidus, towards the end of the Sefer, I think in Perachaf. But other Achronim assume that he did the right thing. Maybe he did. It would have been a Ziyuf HaTorah. People would have thought incorrectly about what the halacha is, and that could have been something that was Yehareg Val Yavar. So it could be that this is also connected to our mitzvah. To our mitzvah of Lo Sagru Mipnei Yish. What do you have to give your life for? Just paskin incorrectly. No, your life's in danger. The answer is the same thing like the Amshal Shlomo says. Ziyaf HaTorah, maybe that itself is Yaharig Val Yavar. That is the important discussion of the Gemara. Just one other Gemara, fascinating Gemara, that the Achronim give shot in, is Sanhedrin and Daphne Beis. I think we mentioned this in the past. The Gemara says, Imrite Bas Tli Bas Kohen Shezitzahave. There was a Bas Kohen that was a Mezana. A Bas Kohen that's Mezana, the halacha is Chayiv Sreifa. Akva Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia took Zmoros, took vines, wrapped her up in it and burned her. Rav Yosef says he made two mistakes. Number one, we're talking about an Amora. What's he doing Mises Bezdin in the time of the Amoraim? Number one. Number two, that's not Srefa. Srefa, we know from Sanhedrin, is pouring hot lead down the person's throat, not wrapping them up and burning them. So he made two mistakes. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal, Lishitaso, the Marshal in the back of the Gemara, in the Chachma Shlomo, under the Marshal, the Chachma Shlomo says, I think, how could you say that the Amora made such two major mistakes like that? It's impossible. What, I forgot, you can't do Mises Bezdin Bezman Hazeh. It hasn't been done in 500 years. So the answer is, says the Amshal Shlomo there in the back of Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis, one question answers the other one. He knew there wasn't, they don't do Chiyah Misa anymore, but the door needed it. The door was so porous, he felt that door needed to be shocked. But he didn't want to do the real Sreifa, because that would be a Ziyaf HaTorah. People would think that you could do Mises Bezdin today. That's why he switched today. He just did something connected, but not the real thing. Again, the same idea, not wanting to do the Ziyaf HaTorah, maybe the Marshal Shitaso. This is a topic that he liked to talk about. Rav Schachter talks about this concept also of Ziyaf HaTorah in a number of places. He talks about it in one place in Be'ikvei Hatzon, on page Chaf Gimel, when he talks about women's prayer groups. He talks about that being a Ziyaf HaTorah. People think this is a minyan. No, a minyan is 10 men above the age of 13. That itself, that's a minyan. The davar zeh iser Torah hu, v'chashev kekofer b'toras Moshe. Right? And he quotes the Marshal. In Baba Kama, he says, this is something that we must be very careful about in all the different contexts that it comes up. Okay, so this is the iser today of not fearing someone when one is judging. The Yagdal Torah, he quotes a number of stories related to this this mitzvah losa guru. But he quotes one of the rebbes once came to be Rav of a city, and he was very young when he came to be a Rav. And there was another elder Talmud Chacham in the city that was not so convinced that this younger whippersnapper should become the Rav. So when the whole city went out to greet this new rabbi, he didn't. He stayed and kept learning. And Lachar Kama Yamim, Shalach Rosh HaKol Mishar Sol, Rav HaChadash, Shis Lo Nim Barfa, Rosh HaKol Shemistachel, Bekapech Parson also. He made up a story after that, and he said, you know, he said to the new young whippersnapper, Rabbi, he made up a story about somebody. So, and then the young whippersnapper sent to the rabbi, okay, you have to come here and appear in front of the court. And he said, I'm not coming. He said, again, you have to appear in front of the court. I need you to testify about this. And then the third time he says, appear in front of the court, or I'm going to throw you out of the city. So he came and said, I made the whole story up. I just wanted to see if you would be scared of me. Lo sagru mipnei ish. But now I see that you're not scared of anybody. The din is you have to come to court to give testimony, and you aren't scared of me to make me allow me not to come. So now I respect you. Now you can be the rav of the community. Lo saguru mipnei ish. Right? So he wanted to see if he fulfilled this mitzvah. He also quotes there in the name of Rishol Salanter. Rishol Salanter one time came to one of his talmidim who wanted to get smicha, and says, he says, Nu, did you learn all the halakim of the Shulchan Aruch? He says, yeah, all four. He says, what do you mean all four? What about the fifth one? He says, what do you mean, what about the fifth one? There is no fifth one. There's only four. So says Rav Yisrael Salanter, no, I think there is a fifth one. Hachamishi heino hevi aron biyira. The fifth Shulchan Aruch is knowing how to use your wisdom in order to judge everybody properly and not have to be scared of people, of the rich people, of that people. You have to know how to implement all the Dalam Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, that's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. So that's today's mitzvah also. One has to know how to implement. Continuing, the chinuch continues. His mitzvah applies always. Bizacharim only by males. Kilohem amishpat, because those are the judges. The minchas chinuch here says, relating to what we discussed yesterday, the sugi in Sanhedrin, where someone is allowed to accept any dayanim. I can accept women to be my dayanim. I can accept my father to be my dayan. Kiblu alayhu. The minchas chinuch assumes that today's mitzvah would not apply by kiblu alayhu. Because what if I have a woman who I accepted to be a dayan? So why does it say only by the men? So it must be, says the Minchas Chinuch, even if I accept somebody to be a judge, it must be they're not real judges. I have accepted, like we discussed yesterday, Haldos Baldin, but it doesn't give them the status of a judge. Good. The overall Zevel Aratza Ladun, Mishiyodei Lechana Denote, so if somebody accepts a case and knows exactly what he's going to paskin, and then is scared and doesn't paskin because of that, even if he doesn't paskin, doesn't sound like you don't have to give a wrong psak to violate this, even if somebody tries to remove themselves from the case after they know, Avar Alavze, you violate. Vimhita din, and if you give the wrong psak, then you also violate losata mishpat, which is a mitzvah that we discussed earlier, besides this isser of losaguru mepeyish. The Minchas Chinuch points out there's no malchus for this aveira because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav by not doing something b'shev al tasa. Okay, these are the two mitzvahs relate in safe in Parshas Dvarim. Next time, B'nai Hashem, we pick up with the 12 mitzvos in Parshas Bo'es Chanan. We get into one mitzvah that's added on in the Aseres Hadibros, and then we get into the mitzvahs of Kriya Shema and Mezuzah and Tefillin. Bo'es Chanan is jam-packed.